Blocher?
Here.
Milchinski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Hernandez?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda?
You hear them, don't you?
Do I?
Do you?
I don't think so. Do I?
Are we striking?
Oh, we are. We're going to just
number
do that
one, planning and zoning?
We're going to just do that when we get to it.
Okay.
We get to it?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We do have a presentation this evening. We do have some Girl Scouts from Girl Scout Troop 1441. So if you guys would like to come forward and explain your project to us, we would be appreciative.
I'd also like to point out that Oliver and Wolfram hasn't had dinner yet today.
TLC in the
Bill's opinion. And so we did some mulch clean, or some weed cleanup and some mulch spreading, and then they're going to plant a tree in the front. So Mr. Sleeter has been a big help for us, and we appreciate that. But just to show you guys, we're working hard.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get there pretty soon. I think when you girls are all done, we come back for a giving lunch together.
And where's that?
The Stepping Stones Park is at my Grand Reserve Elementary School where the girls go to school.
Got it.
So, I don't know if it's almost a park that doesn't get a whole lot of attention out that way. I don't know if you've ever been to that park.
You do?
Yes.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the First Amendment to the Intergovernmental Agreement for Kendall County Transportation Alternatives Program, KCTAP, funding to construct a 2.72-mile multi-use path on Kennedy Road from Route 47 to Mill Road, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute it.
So moved. So moved and second.
Comments or questions? I know we're very appreciative of the county, which brings our grant total to like $80,000. Yeah, it's very much appreciated. Okay, roll call.
Fletcher?
Aye.
Freighters?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Nay. Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And at this point, I will turn it over to Alderman Freighters for the Public Works Committee report.
All right, I make a motion to approve the Pavilion Road Stream Bank Stabilization Professional Services Agreement for Design and Construction Engineering and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please. Oh, you have a question? Yeah.
No, I just wanted to make a comment why we actually brought this to the full council.
You can make a motion, though. You can't comment.
Well then, I pass. Thank you very much. If you listen to the minutes, I think I say this is dumb about 9 times. I wanted to talk about it because we're essentially throwing 40 at it now and an additional 100 next year on a very small slice of what I would consider Kendall County, but Yorkville. It's a large price tag for something that really doesn't have much benefit to our area, but we understand that there's a need. It would be more with the two other alternatives. I think Eric said we could reconstruct the road, we could move the earth, we could do all this other stuff. But basically, I would prefer to give this to the county, but they don't like gifts that suck. So we have to basically do this. I wanted to have this before the entire council to go, yes, this is dumb, but we have to pay for it. That's all I had to say.
That's why the county gave us $80,000
to keep our gift. Yeah. See how
that works? Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Freighters?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Fletcher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, I make a motion to approve a license agreement for a bicycle path pedestrian walkway between the city and BNSF Railway Company for the Kennedy Road Shared Use Path Project and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second. Comments, questions?
Yes, sir. This was just a clarification on the insurance. We were just trying to clarify what the insurance package included. We found out that the $575 was just to cover the insurance during the construction process. It wasn't $575 for 25 years, which is what I had hoped, because I'm cheap. A man can dream.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Tarulis.
Nay.
Hello, Simone.
Nay.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Fletcher?
Aye.
Freighters?
Aye.
So motion passes.
All right, I make a motion to approve proposals from Deconstruction in an amount not to exceed $454,857.47 for additional street work for the Road to Better Roads program and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second. Comments, questions? Yes,
sir. I just have a question about the process for this one. In the past, we have done Road to Better Roads, and any time we come in under bid, we do authorize additional projects. These projects, when it first came to committee, there was a list provided by staff on what they recommended to move forward with. And then, from my understanding, listening to the audio, there were some aldermen back and forth discussing on which projects to defer and which ones to increase on. Is this consistent with our policy or procedures on how we pick roads for additional projects in the past?
Well, there's not a formal policy on it. I don't know that we've deviated from the staff recommendations in the past few years. As far as I know, this is probably the first time that we've done that. I think everybody recognized that Walsh Drive, as it was sitting after the winter, was worse than the score that had been done, I think, 4 years ago now, relative to other streets in the city. So we haven't done a full LIDAR scan and rating since, I think, 2012 or 2013. So the scores as they sit don't take into account some of that wear and tear. So we didn't have an objection necessarily when they had suggested this road replace some others. So it's not, we haven't deviated from staff recommendation in the past, but it's not something we objected to.
Well, if I can continue. But with that, I lost my train of thought. The roads that were presented took into account the deterioration because staff annually looks at the list and they make adjustments based on changes that they visually see based on windshield observations. Was that accounted for in the presented list of all our additional services or work?
So maybe it had been updated, Brian and Eric, feel free to jump in October before the winter, and then so we haven't updated it since the winter. And so I think at the time we recognized that both Walsh Drive and Terry Lane were in a similar situation where the level of deterioration over the winter had exceeded like everywhere else in the city. Basis.
What I'm getting at is I just want to be cautious on the city, the aldermen picking projects based on political issues or revenue issues. I know that Walsh Road was in a deteriorated state. I know that. I'm not saying it wasn't, so I'm glad we're doing it. It's just been out of practice since we did the road study to take the road study and our staff recommendations and proceed with those and work off of their recommendations. So I want to make sure we're not making choices based on residents complaining and political issues. So I did listen to both the past two public works, so I know why the selections were made that way. So I just want to bring that up.
Okay.
I'll add about Walsh Drive too. It's a main artery into that whole subdivision. It's the only way in. It's the only way out. So everybody in there is using that road too. So it's the workload wise. Huge too, so and it's very, very bad. So you drive and see it.
Okay. Are you saying that you'd like the study redone? Would you like that sent back to public works to allocate the money to have the study redone?
Well, I do think we're at the point. I've had this conversation with Eric in the past, and I think that's something that's probably forthcoming in the next year or two.
Brad and I actually talked about that, and we're hoping to have that as part of the budget conversation when we start this in October, to have it updated.
And what would be the approximate cost just to update, redo the scans and all that?
It would be close to $100.
Yeah.
I believe we discussed it in Public Works, too, that I don't know if in our first study that we ever took into account roads that are main thoroughfares that have a heavy traffic load. I don't, right?
Isn't that what we discussed? There is a spot in the current software where you can change the traffic load. I think we set them all to the same traffic load when we did our last time.
Joel, do you have something too?
Yeah, mine was basically around the comment that since it's the only way in and only way out, if you rely on data that's pulled from a machine from 5 years ago, not taking into account the number of cars that come every day, there has to be some sort of human element. So like, while I totally agree, we have to use data pulled from experts and professionals, this was one where after the previous winter, the number of calls on this directs your attention away from a list that includes roads that aren't arterial, have six homes instead of 60-something. There has to be a human element into it, so if there's any blame, I mean, you can blame me, that's totally cool. I just know from personal experience, when your roads aren't constantly on the radar, you sort of get a little bit of angry. So I thought then to throw a little bit of a human element in there and to attack something before it becomes something where they're out there with torches and pitchforks and all the other stuff, it makes sense to address something that's so quickly deteriorating that without it, it would look like my neighborhood. We don't want that to happen to anyone else.
Yes?
Excuse me. I agree with Chris that we, you know, that was a hard-fought battle to get that, the whole survey done. We had the time on the council there, but they didn't want it. So, while this I thought was justified to switch out streets for, you know, when people called and that, I think we have to keep it in mind that we should follow our, you know, that's what we paid for and stick with it. And we did talk about getting it updated. So, I think that it's time to get it updated to move these streets around into a better position.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Pelosina?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Nalschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, no other committee reports? Anything from Park Board, Tim? Planning and Zoning Commission, December 5 land special use request was withdrawn. So do we need a motion to table or just skip it? We'll just skip it. Next, I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance regulating small cell wireless telecommunication facilities and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions on this one? This is something that we did lobby for when we were downstate. So I don't know, I mean, if the state passes something, it may supersede anything we passed here tonight, but.
In the meantime, right. The state will be passing anything anytime soon.
Except for renewing the last time.
Yeah.
Roll call, please.
Nalschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Pelosima?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
No, so the council reports to the clerk's report and the community and liaison reports.
I have a quickie, sir.
Yes, sir.
This last weekend we had summer solstice down the riverfront. I want to professionally and personally thank both Tim and Scott for all the help you guys did down there. If you didn't hear it from the other side of the river, it was awesome. From the weather to the weather. To the weather, to the bands, and then back to the weather. Everything was awesome this weekend. I had more complaints about how long it took to walk from where people park to get there than anything else, which is my favorite complaint ever, because there's a whole bunch of new parking spots over at the old Bare Bones. So knowing that everyone who knew what the heck to do parked in that parking lot first. But then I think my favorite thing ever to do is to call out people's license plate numbers and have them move their car very quickly, because people were actually blocking people into the old second, which was awesome. We had so many cars in Yorkville. We basically blew by every estimate that we had. We only had 2.5 kegs left at the end of the party, and we normally have a lot more than that. So while the remnant party is going to be a lot shorter, it was the best festival we've had yet, and we're hoping it gets even bigger next year. So, rock and roll.
Very nice. Yes, sir.
Just quickly, Midwest Street Rods Association had their Gears and Ears and this following weekend, and there was over 700 cars. So if you can allocate that, it was probably at least 2 people in the car. That's 1,400 people that came through your phone and spent money on gas and whatever. So that's a great event. Well done.
And what else? Any staff reports?
I just wanted to, Your Honor, we've got 4th of July coming up Tuesday. The parade starts at about 9 o'clock, so we're doing a lineup of the city float at 8:45 a.m. in the front parking lot of the high school. So maybe all of you want to join us on the city float, 8:45 a.m. for the high school. That's all I have.
Okay, any other staff reports down the line there? No one has anything to say? It's only 7:25. All right, any additional business?
Yes, sir. I just have a question. It is related to this weekend's festival, but the old second building, we have acquired that. What is our timeline for restarting that? Because I know the issue of the parking came up where there were some people that were stuck in there.
For restriping it?
Yeah. And do we have any timeline? I know we have.
I believe we're going to be taking the actual approval of or repaving of it.
And then
to July. So yeah, it might be August, but it'll be something.
We're planning to repave it. We just approved it.
Okay.
Oh, it's in there. So the repaving's in there, and then subsequently it'll be a restriping. But I know that was just an issue, a headache for some people.
July 1st is our estimated start date. So we expect that.
How are people getting blocked in? Like, people weren't parking?
So the picture that the officer, or the picture that the officer painted, and then what we actually saw. So people that aren't from the area don't know that the two little curb cuts in the curb in front of the bank are an actual out. So there were two cars parked right there, and then one car was parked inside the parking lot. You know where that green metal box is against the cement wall? Somebody basically parked at an angle, just in the same angle as everybody else, blocked that in. So there was about 8 or 9 people with kids and strollers going, how are we supposed to get out of here? It was awesome.
And then part of the other is they got the long stripes that are about 60 feet long. Mm-hmm. So instead of parking two cars and then a drop out, they're just 4 to 6 feet.
They parked in between those lines.
Yeah.
Wow. So in addition to announcing bans, I also had the privilege of telling people, if you don't move in the next 5 minutes, we're towing.
Good problem. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for litigation. Roll call.
Sarkis, Reeders, and
aye.
Okay, Tourless.
Aye.
Kuczynski.
Aye.
Lesner.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Cook.
Aye.
Teeling. I'm sorry, Bonkowski. Sorry.